Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Those Working Fangirls, where we talk all things nerdy book, TV, movie, pop culture, fandoms, and how they integrate into our adult lives. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Christine.
It's time for our yearly Christmas special!
Woo! Those Working Fangirls Christmas! So today, we went to HomeGoods / Marshalls, and if you remember last year, I don't know if you caught that Christmas special. It was a fun time. We went to Target and did this.
Yes.
But we went in with a budget of $75 this year. And we got each other something we want, something you need, something you can wear, and something you can read. So that unboxing unveiling is coming up in the main discussion.
Last year, Christine, I took it very literally.
And
she took it as a joke. And I feel like we maybe balanced out each other this year.
Yeah, because I kind of went wild in a like, this is cute direction. So we'll see how that goes. But before that, we have a lot of Snap, Crackle, Pop Culture news to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
I think I'm going to kick us off, though, with Today in Taylor Swift. So last week, as you're listening to this, the last show of the Eras Tour happened. Natasha and I streamed it together live last night in our time. And
just her in the show.
No announcements. She did Long Live meets New Year's Day meets Manuscript. And I had just listened to Manuscript for the first time in my car because I got the new anthology CD. And I was sobbing in the car to it when she was doing it, though, because she was kind of like accepting that this is the end.
Yeah.
And she wasn't giving us anything like special except for those two songs. Mm-hmm. That I was like more sad that it was over without a bang. Like, I wanted it to go out with a bang.
You mean like you wanted her to be more emotional?
No, I wanted her to be like, the documentary will be released this day. Reputation is coming. This is happening. My new album comes out April 4th. 4-2, the 2nd of April. I don't know what the 4-2 she did the other day was, because she's been doing a countdown, but it was weird for her to do 4-2 instead of just 3-2. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, she cried in Toronto last week, yes. And that's kind of where she had her little It's Ending breakdown. And once you have it, you don't usually have it over and over again. Gracie Abrams was having one.
She was. She cried.
She's like, I've been crying all day.
Oh.
That sounds like me watching Wicked. And she also did A Girl in This World. Okay, this was interesting. She was like, I want to finish this how I started it. And she heard the first surprise song was Tim McGraw, and that's her first song. And then her last surprise song was Manuscript. And that's the last song of her.
I didn't put those
of her songs right now. The last of her whole discography. So she had the first at the first show and the last at the last show, which is really nice. Manuscript is such a beautiful, sad song. And it fits so perfectly with that moment. Like, the surprise songs were perfect. Hearing A Girl in This World mashed up with New Romantics as the guitar surprise song was really fun, too. And that's about all the special stuff we got from the show.
A Girl in This World, is that from debut?
Yes, from debut.
Okay.
I'm just a girl trying to find my place in this world.
I feel like that's a very cinematic song because I feel like it was in a lot of movies.
I don't remember it ever being in movies, but I could see it for sure. I felt like that all the time, like in high school and college and even now.
With that song?
Yeah, when I listened to that song, I just felt like I'm just a girl trying to find my place in this world, just like Taylor Swift. So Eris is over and we're on to the next chapter. Next chapter.
I wonder what it's going to be.
I know. Well, in her book, she signs it off saying, see you next era. Honestly, so, okay, I've been off the internet for like 2 days because I'm on deadline, right? And I get sucked into these like clowning spirals because of Twitter. And being away from Twitter while we're watching the tour, I don't know why this didn't come to me like much earlier because I usually am really on it because I never used to clown. And she releases an album typically every 2 years, right? And on her off year, 2021, she released two albums, Fearless and Red, Taylor's version. And then the next year she released Midnights and no Taylor's versions. And then the next year, this year, she released two Taylor's versions. I mean, not this year. The next year, 2023. Sorry, I'm jumping a year. 2023, she released two Taylor's versions, Speak Now and 1989. In 1989. And then she released an album. And then this year was that album. So it makes sense that next year, logically, very firmly, would be the year she releases two more. Because she has a steady pattern. And it's so, it feels so dumb that I was so clouded up that I couldn't see that that is what she's been doing. Why wouldn't she continue doing it?
Yeah, I feel like you went like a you went to that clowning zone that you've never really been to this year.
Yeah, I did. I got so sucked into it. I was in deep on Taylor Swift Twitter. You know what it was? Because I was avoiding spoilers for so long, I wasn't on Taylor Swift Twitter.
True.
Then we saw our show.
Yeah. And then we took it all in.
Then people were really excited for the 1989 drop. And I was like, huh, I wonder when my favorite will drop. And it was the wrong place to look. The internet. They go too far.
Well, also, like, we were watching that live, and the amount of theories, even like those, like,
I know
people were spouting out.
Well, also, people are making their living off of Taylor Swift theories.
Oh,
yeah, they built their platforms off of the Eras Tour, and to continue their platform, they have to come up with clowning theories, and then the clowning theories go fucking viral, and we all get sucked in because we want it so bad. But hopefully next year, it makes sense that like sometime earlier in the year we'd get one, at the end of the year we get another, and the next year would be 12, T-Swift 12, unless she goes way off pattern.
I mean, unless she does something again at the Grammys, because TTPD would be up in the Grammys, right?
TTPD is where she announced, I mean, she said she was going to drop it when she was at the Grammys. And yeah, TTPD is at the Grammys. I don't think she's going to win Album of the Year for it.
I don't think so.
But she might announce something. I don't know. I don't think she'd do it again. I don't think she'd do the same thing again.
No, I don't think so either.
No. I think we'll get Taylor versions next year and then 12 the next year. But we'll see. She could surprise us. She does it every once in a while with her album drops. Like Evermore was the same year as Folklore.
It was a different type of...
But it was a sister album, so it was different. All right. So, anyway, moving on. Natasha, what else do we got?
Well, also in Taylor Swift, she made
history
by the...
Grossing the highest grossing tour ever
with $2 billion.
Yeah, but she'd already made it with $1 billion, so she literally doubled her own record.
That's insanity. And I just saw that she gave $197 million as bonuses to her crew.
That makes sense. She's a very generous lady.
Wow.
Remember, she gave $100,000 bonuses last year for Christmas to all of her crew.
Yeah.
And everyone who worked for her.
Yeah.
So. I love her so much. All right. Also, we just got our Spotify Wraps.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Who was your top listened?
Taylor Swift.
Me too. Okay.
I find it so interesting because I know you listen to so much music.
Yes. But
I always am in the higher percentile of Taylor Swift than you.
You only listen to Taylor Swift. And I listen to like a lot of artists and a lot of songs because I'm writing and it's like whatever mood it is I'm going to switch to. And I think that's why, because I was in the top 2%. You were top 1% mm-hmm. of Taylor Swift listeners.
Well, and then Alex was also in the top the top 1% of Taylor Swift because I play his Spotify on the Alexa at home. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm in the top 0.5% because of Alex.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. What? How many minutes did you listen? Do you know? I just pulled mine up.
Whoa, I gotta pull
them. Okay, I listened for 39,654 minutes this year, and that puts me in the top 8% of listeners worldwide. I was also in the top 8% of audiobook listeners worldwide.
Wait, how do I find it again?
I screenshotted mine, so that's why I have it.
Oh.
My biggest listening day was June 10th, and I listened for 378 minutes that day. And I was like, what the fuck did I do? I was on a plane for going to Olivia's wedding. So I was listening the whole plane ride, and I had downloaded.
I listened for 32,526 minutes.
Nice.
Wait, how many did you do?
39,000.
Okay, so it's a little bit underneath you.
Yeah.
That puts me in the top 10%.
Nice. We're both high in the percentile of listeners.
My biggest listening day was September 21st, was 733 minutes. What the fuck was I doing on September 21st?
Well, did you leave it on for Nico?
No, because that would be Alex's Spotify.
Maybe you were traveling. What was September?
I wasn't traveling. September 21st was Heather's shower.
Did you have an ongoing the whole day? Maybe.
I think
so. Were you
so.
DJing?
Maybe I was DJing.
Yeah. Okay. What was your top song?
It was I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Oh, nice. Okay. Mine was Florida. Boom, 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 boom. How many times did you listen to I Can Do It With a Broken Heart?
Hold on. I didn't screenshot this.
Oh, man. I listened to Florida 82 times, and I'm in the 0.05% of listeners worldwide for Florida.
Oh, my God.
Which is insane to me. Okay, but I Could Do With a Broken Heart was my second most listened to. And then third was The Prophecy. Fourth was Hot to Go. And then fifth was Close to You by Gracie Abrams.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mine was all Taylor Swift.
Let me hear.
My longest listening streak was 9 days.
Nice.
I spent 6,606 minutes listening to her.
Mm.
The songs.
One Fine Day in the Air.
You know, next year it's going to be Wicked.
I know. So much Wicked.
My top artist was Taylor Swift, Chapel, Sabrina, Beyonce, and Barlow.
Oh, and top artist. Barlow is still in your tops. That's crazy.
My tops. Still listen to the Bridgerton soundtrack.
My tops are all the pop girlies. Taylor, Gracie, Chapel, Sabrina, and Olivia. And then my next top was Who's Afraid of Little Me and Feminine Nominon if we go like over the top five.
I can't find the song.
All right. Thing. It's okay. So that was really fun. I always get so excited about Spotify Wrapped. I was literally woke up and saw it just waiting there on my Spotify. I was like,
I was notified because we got tagged in so many people's stories for top podcasts.
So I did not see it. The first thing I saw was Spotify.
But no, so many people had us in their top podcast.
Thank you all so
That's
much.
That's so cool.
For making us your top listen podcast on Spotify. It's really, really, really heartwarming to see all of those tags.
Yeah.
And we're really appreciative of your
support.
Yeah, and your support. All right, moving on. The White Lotus season 3 is set to premiere in February.
HBO just announced but like didn't give exact dates of their slate for the next 2 years just to get people excited. But White Lotus is coming in February, and then the Harry Potter show got moved to 2027.
That seems so far away right now.
It does. They're supposed to be filming this summer, and they've auditioned 32,000 children, and they have not picked one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's wild, man.
And then Euphoria is coming back in 2026. We didn't think it was going to be coming back, but it is officially
coming
back.
Yeah, I'm glad that they came back because they said they were doing a third season, so it's sad to cancel it.
They're moving the timeline. Like, they're jumping.
Oh, in
time.
They're
not going to be in high school.
Oh, that's fun. I love that.
And then there is a new Game of Thrones show called Night of the Seven Kingdoms. The Night of the Seven Kingdoms. Night as in K-N-I-G-H-T. Yeah, yeah. And that's coming in late 2025.
Okay. Cool.
Not a lot of details on that yet. I'll have to ask Alex. He probably knows.
Well, the Golden Globe nominations dropped today, but a week ago when you're listening to this. You want to go through the best motion picture drama noms?
Okay.
Because the exciting thing about the Golden Globes is that it kind of sets you up for what you need to watch for the Oscars.
Yeah.
And as you know, if you've been here for a while, the Oscars are our Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So we like to watch all the movies. So this gives us a head start on what to look out for.
It's interesting because, well, they dropped this morning and half the things we haven't seen because they're not even out yet.
Or heard of. They don't even come out till Christmas.
Okay, so best motion picture for a drama. So the Golden Globes does, they do two categories. They do drama and then comedy musical.
Comedy.
Not all of this stuff is comedy. Okay, A Complete Unknown. This is the Bob Dylan, Timothy Chalamet
movie. Saw that and I was like, they don't know what's nominated. I was like, huh?
Conclave. Did you look that up?
I did. But I forget.
Okay. Dune Part 2, which I have seen. Have you seen Dune Part 2 yet?
I have started it and then stopped.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nickel Boys.
I don't know what that's about.
September 5.
I did look this up. This is a 1972 Olympics where some athletes are taken hostage or
Israeli athletes, I think.
Yeah. And they're covering it during the Olympics or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then The Brutalist.
The Brutalist has Joe Alwyn in it and a lot of other names, but I only remember Joe
Adrian
Alwyn.
Brody?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And
Joe Alwyn.
Felicity.
Something. And Joe Alwyn.
Okay.
Taylor's ex-boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. And for best motion picture, musical, or comedy, something called A Real Pain. Don't know what that is. Anora.
Oh, I have heard of this one.
Anora?
And a lot of people say that's their favorite movie this year.
Ooh.
Like in our circle.
What is it? In our circle?
It's like a teenage romance, but
Confessions of a Teenage Horror. Queen?
It's getting a lot of award buzz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what I want to see? Night Bitch. It's not on this, but Amy Adams is nominated and she has postpartum and she starts to like turn into a dog.
What?
My God. Okay. She's like, it sounds weirder than it is, but like it is weird and great.
Metal says, yes, Night Bitch looks wild.
I just saw her on one of the nighttime talk shows. And I was like, I need to see that movie. All right. And then we have The Challengers, one that we've all kind of seen. I think we've all seen The Challengers.
Yep.
I loved that.
Zendaya.
Zendaya and the boys. And then we have Emilia Perez, which is the Selena Gomez movie that I want to see that I have not watched yet. Mm-hmm. And then The Substance, which is like
The Demi Moore.
I really want to watch this. I know it's really gory and like disturbing, but I want to see it. It's about an injection that can turn you into the best version of yourself. And it works for like 7 days. And then it like you need more. And so Demi Moore is like close to 60, I think. And she takes it and she becomes this like youth. And then there's all this stuff that happens.
Yeah, it's wild.
From The Substance. And
I think she's like an actress and she's trying to like
revitalize her career.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wild. I want to watch it, but I've gotten so many like trigger warnings that it's very disturbing.
Metal says I would get too icked out for The Substance. Body horror freaks me out.
Yeah, I want to see it because it's so much buzz around it that I like want to be in on the conversation.
And it's Margaret Folly. Is that her name?
I forget. But she's nominated too. The younger version of her.
She's what's his face's wife.
Who's what's his face?
Producer Taylor Sabrina producer.
Taylor Sabrina producer.
Taylor Swift.
Oh,
producer.
You mean Jack Antonoff?
That's Jack Antonoff's wife.
That's his wife.
And it's Andy McDowell's daughter. That's his wife.
I'm so confused.
She is.
She looks so young. How old is she?
She's in her 30s.
Oh wow.
She was in that movie with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. The
Driver. Drive.
That funny one in the 70s.
Oh, I love that movie.
She's the teenager that they're following the whole
no
time.
No mm-hmm. way.
And she's in that show Made on Netflix.
What? This is wild. Now, the other... It's not the other moment, guys.
For Christina's like Tasha finding out Gracie Abrams and J.J.
This is crazy. I now need to know the name of that movie because I really liked it. It was like The Detective Guys or
Nice Guys.
The Nice Guys. Yeah. It was so funny. I love that movie. Okay. And then we have Wicked, which is it better be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. It's going to be, hopefully.
I'm just excited that both Ariana and Cynthia are nominated.
So Ariana is nominated as supporting actress and Cynthia is nominated as the lead. I feel like they're both the lead. It's very weird to hear that distinction. But anyway, they're both nominated. I'm glad they're not in the same category so they could both win. So all right, moving on to what else we've got. Merch, which is very exciting. And it's available at thoseforkingfangirls.com/store, or you can just go to thoseforkingfangirls. We're very excited about it. It has like friendship bracelets on it that say Those Forking Fangirls in either pink or purple. And there's a sweatshirt that says TFF.
Those Forking Fangirls. Those Forking Fangirls. The F flipped.
Flipped because it's unhinged and the show's a little unhinged. And it looks like Taylor's TTPD.
And they come in sizes extra small through 4 and 5X. Like some of the shirt brands don't go up that high, but some of them do. And the sweatshirt, I think, goes up to 5X.
Nice. And also, I'm an author and I have 3 books, Again But Better, Better Together, and Attached to the Hip, that are all available now.
They're really good Christmas presents.
Thank you. Yeah, they make really great Christmas presents for anyone in your life that you're trying to get into reading or likes reading. And you want to give them like a happy making book. My most recent Attached to the Hip is a Survivor-esque rom-com where people are stranded on a beach attached to a missed connection. Every 3 days, someone gets eliminated and there's challenges and lots of fun times. And if you did read any of these books and you enjoyed them, it actually is very, very helpful to me if you went and reviewed them on whatever platform you digested them on. So whether that be Amazon or Barnes & Noble, if you got it there, or Audible or anything, if you review it, it really helps new readers to find the book if you enjoyed it. So thank you so much if you've already done that. I really appreciate it. And I'm so glad you enjoyed it if you did. Thank you. All right. Should we move into it right now?
What right now?
What right now? Are you reading anything right now, Natasha?
No. I feel like there's a binge coming.
Okay, because you've been taking a break.
I've been taking a break. I think I want to maybe read another fan fiction, but I'm like, no, I should probably read a book that I can actually talk. I mean, I can talk about fan fiction.
You can talk about fan fiction.
Yeah, I feel like I'm about to like binge so hard over the holiday season. So I'm preparing.
All right.
I was listening to The Dark Immortal.
Yeah.
Last night and this morning.
Oh, really? Here?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'm at Christine's right now.
Yeah. We're recording together in person. If you're not watching the live stream, you can watch us on youtube.com/@thoseforkingfangirls. We're very festive today. I'm wearing an ugly Christmas sweater that has an ostrich on it. underneath it, I have like a nice Christmas dress, but I was cold. So I was like, I guess I'll go get a festive sweater to put over it.
I'm wearing a Santa hat and a red top and a green skirt.
It's very cute.
Thanks.
And you're wearing your Lord of the Rings necklace and it matches really nice. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what are you reading?
Oh, yeah. I'm reading The Lost Story when I'm in the shower. But other than that, I'm writing.
Is that one you were reading?
That's the one by Meg Schaeffer that doesn't have the best audiobook, but I'm enjoying it when I read it with my eyes. Mm-hmm. I definitely like The Wishing Game better as a story, but I'm still enjoying myself.
Okay.
All right. And then TV shows. What'd you watch?
Oh, okay. So I got to go to the premiere of Skeleton Crew.
Nice.
And this is the new Star Wars live action TV show.
With
Jude Law on Disney Plus. And I freaking love it. Good. It's John Watts is the director, and he's the one who did Spider-Man.
Oh, No Way Home?
Homecoming, all of them.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And they pitched it to Star Wars, Jacqueline Kennedy. Is that her name? Not Jacqueline
Kennedy.
Oh,
no, I know who you're. Kathleen Kennedy.
They pitched it to Kathleen Kennedy, like an Amblin, like E.T., like something from the 80s, and like all these kids together. When I watched it, the first thing I said is that it reminds me of the Goonies, because you've got a group of kids together who kind of are very curious. Some of them are like straight A students, and others are, you know, not as focused in school.
They've got their different roles to fill,
and they're not necessarily all ensemble friends, but they
giving like
find...
Young Breakfast Club.
Yes, they find a
common ground.
Something in the woods in their planet, and it's very weird because this planet that we see is nothing like we've ever seen on Star Wars. Like, it's very residential. It's very, it's weird. Like, we've never seen, like little that. Homes together. And it's like,
wait, it's giving Guardians of the Galaxy 3 that planet.
Yes, it is. And I remember we watched it with Alex, and he's like, this is weird. I don't like this, but there's a reason why. But so they find something in the woods, and the door opens up, and it's a spaceship.
Oh.
And they start pressing buttons like you do as children.
Like you do as youths.
And it flies off and away from their home planet.
Up and away.
And now they're trying to find their way back. And
nice.
By this time, the first three episodes, I've seen the first three episodes, and they're really good. Jude's not in the first one, and comes in the very end of the second one, but he's in the third one. But all the little actors are really good.
Oh, good.
And we all saw them. I mean, Taya. Sorry,
I saw
Taya.
She interviewed them.
She interviewed all of them. And they were all there at the premiere. And the premiere was at Disneyland. I've never been to a premiere at Disneyland before.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Are you hot now? Do you took off your sweater?
Yeah, I was sweating. Like, so much sweat. So I was like, this should come off now.
But honestly, I think if you even like Star Wars a little bit, you should just watch it.
Cool, cool. I have been watching lots of Hot Ones. That's all I'm allowed to watch now while I'm on like deadline. And so I've come to recommend my favorite episodes today. If you have not watched the Gordon Ramsay episode.
Yeah, I've not. I've Hot avoided Ones. That one for some reason.
It's so good. That one's really good for like the Hot Ones, just what we're doing in that, and it's fun. Then Jimmy Fallon's most recent Halloween special one was so good because it's just really funny. He's telling really good stories about SNL and working with different celebrities and like little moments before different sketches. Mm-hmm. And I just had so much fun hearing those stories and seeing him be the guest. So I'm like, oh yeah, Jimmy Fallon's really funny. Oh, yeah, he's really talented.
It's frustrating because when I watch him on his talk show, like, he interrupts people all the time.
Well, I think part of, you know, interviewing people is, like, when they're uncomfortable, he's trying to make them feel comfortable. And maybe he knows from the pre-show that they're really nervous and he's trying to help them keep going. But, yeah, there's a balance, obviously. I don't find that when I'm watching him at all. I like his stuff.
Yeah,
I find him to be the most entertaining to me, like comedy wise. Yeah, but
he is the most funny.
Yeah, and I like his bits and stuff, and I think he's.
I love
on the pulse of comedy.
What's the Stephen Colbert?
I love Stephen Colbert too, but he's more of like a laid back cerebral funny.
Yes,
and then Jimmy has a more like lighthearted funniness.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Kimmel is like older funny. He's like more like ex-boomer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, Stephen Colbert gives like warm vibes.
Yeah, he does.
What is the right? Cozy vibes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I like Seth too. Is he still having his nice show? Yeah, I love Seth. What am I talking about?
Doesn't he do the closer drunk look. One?
He does the he does drunk one. Mm-hmm. He does the day drinking.
Yes.
Which is a great segment. But I love his Take a Closer Look. Like, that is my balm when we've had a bad political time.
Yeah.
Watching his closer looks makes me feel like, I don't know, in some way vindicated about life. He does a really great job breaking it down and making it funny.
Who was the British guy who had his show?
James Corden.
James Corden. I miss him when the musicals come out because I feel like he would have done a really good Wicked.
He would have
crosswalk
he
musical.
Would have, yeah, well, he would have done a lot of really good Wicked stuff.
Yeah,
because he's a huge musical fan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to movies. I watched Sweethearts on Max this week.
So
and
did I.
I had so much fun watching this movie.
I laughed
so much. Okay, so the girl from Mad Men who was in the Teenage Sabrina movie.
Kieran Shipka.
She plays the lead girl. And I don't know the actor that plays the lead guy.
He was in that Moxie movie.
Oh, okay. And they were so funny together and had just so much great on-screen chemistry. And it was just, it was really fun after watching so many bad Christmas movies on Netflix. And then I turned on Sweethearts, and it's about these two college freshmen who stayed with their high school girlfriend and boyfriend, and they're best friends. And they went to the same college, and they've been doing long distance for this first semester, and it's like ruining their lives. And they make a pact to break up with their significant others over the Thanksgiving break. And it's like that venture, that journey.
So I watched this after Christine watched it.
Well, I don't think you should tell your thought because I think it spoils it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I liked the movie.
Yeah.
But it didn't give me what I wanted.
Well, that's what spoils it.
Why? How is that spoiling it?
Because I know automatically what happened when you say that.
Okay.
It wasn't what you were expecting. It
wasn't what I was expecting. Because I was thoroughly impressed and enjoyed it. The same way as Christine. We watched this back to back with that new Tubi movie with what's his name? The TikTok star. Noah Beck.
Okay.
Cool. So he's like a big Gen Z TikTok guy. And this is like his first movie. And the trailer painted this movie as being like
good.
I even did an Instagram story about this. I was like, oh, this looks good. Like, maybe it's going to be like to all the boys I loved before type of thing. No. This movie was so freaking bad. It was terrible acting, terrible writing. Huh? I could tell they were trying, but like Noah Beck literally just had one face. He's just like, yeah. And like there's supposed to be banter, it made me like cringe. It was she and the main character, the girl, is just angry. She's just angry the whole time. There is no like cutesiness.
Oh, that's upsetting. I'm sorry that you sat through that. That brings us to our main discussion. But before we roll on in, I'm going to take a second and thank everybody out there listening. We appreciate you being here so much. If you don't know already, you can follow the show for free in your favorite podcast following app. And we really appreciate when you do that because then you won't miss a show. It'll be sent right to your feed. And whether that be like Spotify or Pocket Cast or Apple Podcasts, it's free. It's easy. You just hit follow. If you want to watch the visual version of the show, we're on YouTube, youtube.com/@thisworkingfangirls. You can subscribe there for free. Never miss an episode up in there. And if you don't know, we have a Patreon, which is how we're able to do this show. We don't have sponsors and stuff like that. We have viewers and listeners like you supporting us, and that is why we're able to put the time and work and effort in to make this show a show every week. So thank you so much to our patrons who are already supporting us. But if you're interested in joining our Patreon community, we would greatly appreciate that, and we have lots of fun perks over there for the people who decide to join. So at the $5 level, which is called Team Jacob, you can do a 7-day free trial of it. Test it out before you commit. You get the show ad-free. You get to come to the recordings and be in the chat, be part of the live conversation in the show. And you get Fangirl Tea Time, the XL version of the show, where we have a half an hour show every single week where we tell stories about stuff going on in our lives, more personal stuff that maybe we're not comfortable sharing with the, you know, audience of everyone, but we feel safe with our Patreon community. And if you want to check that out, the link is in the show notes. We also have two other tiers, Team Edward and Team Polis Bananas, and more information on those is in the description. So thank you all so much. If you decide to check that out, thank you. If you want to subscribe for the year, you actually get a 16% discount. So that's about 1.5 months for free rather than if you subscribe monthly. But if you don't want to commit to a year, we understand. And you can just subscribe for month to month. All right. So if you are a patron, we're moving right on to the main show discussion. If you are not a patron, we will see you right after this. All right, we are back. Hi. And it's Hi. Christmas week. It's time for Christmas.
Wait, is this coming out? When is this coming out?
It's coming out Christmas week. Well, next week, which is right before Christmas.
Okay.
Because Christmas is on like a Monday, and this will come out on Friday before it. Yeah. So it's perfect timing. Anyway, so Natasha and I went to Home Goods Marshalls today.
Yes, we did.
It was chaotic AF in that store.
It was a Monday at 2 p.m.
And there were so many people.
Like, the parking lot was full.
Yeah, we couldn't find a spot.
Christine dinged a car next to her.
Okay, by accident. I was trying to get Bellamy out, and I was so anxious because we were coming in. I was putting him in after we went shopping. And there were so many people inside. It was a lot, man. And we had Bellamy. So Bellamy was just like, I tied him to the cart, and he was just following me around the whole time. Poor boy.
Bellamy was one of the girls today.
He really was. He came everywhere with us, and he was a very good boy.
And then afterwards, we went to the Grove.
We did.
And it's very, like, we haven't
it's
gone.
So Christmassy it's over so there. Christmassy there. It really gave the vibes. Yeah.
We haven't gone back in a while. Well, we haven't gone back for Christmas in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember back in the day, but we would go all the time. Like, every year. That was our first one with Kat. So it was fun.
Yeah, we used to go every Christmas. We went to Cheesecake Factory. Classic.
Christine got steak.
I got filet mignon.
I got salmon.
It was good. We had a good meal.
It was good.
All right. So we're going to kick things off with something you want. All right. And we looks like okay. We both have two gifts for each other for you something have, you want.
Well,
you I have two gifts for
you
each
other.
You
have category. Three. But three we can move one to some other section.
All right. Well, do you
should go first.
I'm going to go first. Okay.
Okay. Nope. That's need. Those three are want.
All right. Something you want. I can feel. Oh, wait. I don't know. Okay. Are we ready? I'm going to open it.
Yes.
All right. You should definitely be tuning into the YouTube version of this if you want to see the gifts, but we will describe them.
Let's describe.
Describe the wrapping paper?
Yes.
All right. So next to me, there's an assortment of gifts that Natasha has arranged, and they're in a Christmas tree, like light pink with polka dots wrapping paper.
Vintagey looking. Listen, I picked out this wrapping paper, and I was like, oh, this is the cutest one. And then I realized there was like literally nothing on the bolt. I'm like, I just got scammed because there's definitely so much wrap paper at Home Goods that it's like thick.
Yeah.
Like, I still have so much from
my cutest one. I found there wasn't as much on the bolt either than some of the other ones. Like, the not cute ones is the one that they have a lot of. Yeah. Like, the regular, like, candy cane stripes, there was a shitload.
Yeah. I still have that. That's what I use for my, like, sewing patterns.
Nice. All right, so I'm unwrapping one from Natasha. When I feel it, it kind of feels mug-like. It's like ceramic-y in feeling, and this is something I want.
Also, Christine gave us like 15 minutes.
Oh my God, I love this so much! Wait, it's a disco ball soap dispenser.
And it's green.
And it's green. It's giving Lady Gaga in my favorite way.
It's a chartreuse.
It's giving Lady Gaga. It's giving the floor or the walls of the Ministry of Magic.
Mm.
And it's a disco ball. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. I'm putting this in my bathroom upstairs.
If you guys
it's
remember.
It's a mirror ball, metal says.
If you guys remember, Christine a while ago talked about how she wants more soap dispensers.
Yes.
And one of our patrons gave her a Christmas soap
yes.
dispenser.
Laura, thank you.
And I was like, oh, that was the last thing
That's
I picked up.
That's in my
up.
Bathroom now.
Yes.
And now I can't wait to slowly replace every bathroom with a really cute novelty soap dispenser. This is awesome.
It's so sparkly in the
Thank
lights.
You. This is something I want. Yay, thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Your turn. Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
All right.
What?
No, open it.
I have an assortment of presents as well. This one is a thin rectangle. It's wrapped in a gold wrapping paper that says Merry Christmas with Christmas lights
yeah.
all around
it's got like colorful Christmas lights on it, like my favorite.
And we're going to open.
Woo! Sorry, I whooped.
ASMR. Wait, this is want? Wait, I saw these.
Joke one.
I was like, wait, I should get these for Christine.
Okay, so because Natasha did a whole thing with candles that were Emily in Paris themed.
I did. Okay, these are makeup brushes that are Emily in Paris from Makeup Revolution.
No, there's like glitter and water in the in the holding section of the brush in the stem. So silly. It's like one of those oh my god, snow globes, except inside the brush.
Honestly, like you could never have enough makeup brushes.
Exactly.
I like that there's a lot of eyeshadow brushes because
yes,
I'm always losing mine.
Me too. That's why I saw a deal for brushes and I also got eyeshadow brushes.
I didn't mark any of the prices off, so don't look. Thank you.
You're welcome. My turn? All right.
Do I remember what that is? Oh, wait. Do that one after the other one.
All right. I'm holding what feels like an envelope with something in it.
Wrapped.
It's very thin.
Ooh. Oh.
She got me stainless steel tongue cleaners.
You know, you're very into your dental hygiene.
I saw these, though, and I was like, those look like medieval tongue cleaners. Dental stuff too, because Natasha's getting like a tooth pulled.
Yes, so like, thank you for letting everyone know.
I'm sorry, you want me to cancel that out?
No, it's okay. Will you use those?
I don't know. They look. I mean, I'll try it. They
have
look,
you?
I'll put them in the dishwasher so they're clean.
Yeah. Have you used a tongue scraper?
I've used one, but it's like a little plastic brushy one.
Yeah.
This looks like paint.
I'm interested to see how this goes.
We'll see.
Oh my god.
Not the tongue scrapers metal set.
All right. Should I open the third one? Or put it in a different category?
I'll open mine.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Open yours. I was already planning ahead. Becca says they're not painful. Okay, good. Yeah. Allison says it looks like a torture device, which it does.
It looks like your doctor in the Victorian ages.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you have to like pull open your mouth.
What is this?
I don't know. Describe it.
This is heavy.
It looks like a coffin.
It's shaped like a large tie.
Or like a kite.
Or, oh, let's go fly a kite. It's the length of my arm.
What could it be?
I don't know. Oh, it's a Christmas tree shirt. Is this like a charcuterie Christmas tree?
Yeah, or you could put other appetizers. But you host a lot.
I do host a lot.
And you had said something about wanting a Christmas tree charcuterie board.
This is very cute. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This needs to be washed.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much.
But I think you could make a cute charcutes on there.
Or charcutes or like or dessert.
Desserts, yeah, anything.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you want me to open this now?
Yes.
Okay. All right, this is my last want. And it's in like a necklace box from like the 90s. Now we don't put necklaces in boxes.
I don't know.
See? Rush by Dennis and Charles. What is that? Like a smell? Rush. Oh, it's a necklace!
It is a necklace!
Oh, it's a pearl necklace with a C on it. Cute.
It's really pretty. Do you have any pearl necklaces?
Not anymore. I used to. It broke. It wasn't like a real pearl necklace, but it was like a costume jewelry and it was
nice. Well, that's definitely costume jewelry.
Yeah, no. This is like a nice like wear to Christmas.
Yeah.
Cute necklace. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's trendy right now.
And it's trendy. I've been wearing the one that you got me last year a lot, the one with the Leo on it. I started wearing it like in the summer. All right, we're moving on to something you need, Natasha.
Okay, is this pile?
Yes, that's the need pile.
It's all very nice in a row. I did not for her.
That's okay.
All right, this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Something you need. Usually this is something where it's like the other one thinks you really need it.
I don't know.
Me? That's how I went with you. I'm like, oh, she... Oh! Nail cutters.
Pink ones.
Very cute.
You know what?
Precision beauty.
You can never have too many nail clippers because you put them in bags and stuff, so you always have one on you.
I find that it's really nice to always have one when you're traveling because you can cut anything with that shit.
I prefer nail files.
Yeah, but you already these are my toes. Nail files.
I do.
That's yes. why.
I don't have a lot of nail clippers.
I know you have a lot of tweezers because you got a whole thing of them. But clippers need it.
I got a box this year from the Disney Princess, and they did a collab with a tweezer brand company. And I got every single Disney Princess and more as tweezers.
It was so wild watching you unbox that because it was just like a million tweezers with Disney Princesses on. It's like, who the fuck? What?
And
whose idea was this?
Accompanying with a nail file.
A nail file?
So every princess had a tweezer and a nail file.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Laura says your Disney Princess tweezer collection is my dream.
It's such a random collab.
Which one did Alex pick again? He picked Mulan.
Yeah.
Because that's his favorite.
Yeah, it's mine too.
You know who also got it? Kayla. So Kayla and I both have an abundance of tweezers and nail files.
Is it my turn?
Yes. Oh, this is the need. That's the stuff on the bottom. Both of them are kind of heavy. She already ripped the other one.
Okay, by accident. All right. I'm holding what sounded like a drum when I just... Is it like Tupperware? We'll see.
I don't know.
Something I need. Ooh, mixing bowls. Oh, fuck. I do need these. I have no mixing bowls. I mix in my pots.
You mix in your pots?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Okay, so a little backstory. I'm not going to tell the whole truth here. But if you are a patron, you do know this story. Christine had someone over cooking in her kitchen and got scolded with how much she does not have in her kitchen.
Well, I don't need mixing bowls when I don't mix.
She doesn't have mixing bowls. She didn't have a cutting board. She has like two knives.
I have many knives now and two cutting boards. So thank you very much.
That's because we got them for you for your birthday.
I know.
She didn't get them herself.
Well, I did get something. Which one did I get myself? The knives, I think, actually. Wait,
No, Heather got you the knives.
I got something, though. I don't remember what it was. Plates. I got plates. Because I only had a couple plates.
Oh, my God. Metal goes, bakers everywhere are traumatized by Christine's kitchen. Wait, can you open up the bowls? I think they're rainbow colored.
Yeah. Oh, nice. And all my all shit have, is rainbow colored. It's great.
And they all have tops on them, which is really nice.
Tops are so nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see.
So there's a turquoise one.
Green. Turquoise, yellow, and pink,
red.
Nice, the primary colors.
That's fun.
Very.
I
fun.
Want those.
Thank you. Very nice.
I've got like 3-4 glass bowls, and then like one good like plastic mixing bowl.
Nice. All right, open up your second need.
Second need is a rectangle, and it's. It does.
I debated putting the Emily in Paris brushes in need.
I mean, yeah, you always do need shower cap because I don't have a fucking shower
you
cap.
You can never have enough shower caps. And this one is cowgirl themed.
Ow.
Okay. When I travel, always lose my shower caps. So I love having tons of them. And I hope it does you. Wow.
I don't own shower caps. I just go in.
Wait, you don't? You were being sarcastic.
I don't own one.
You just go in freeloading it?
Yeah, because
raw dogging.
Because my hair is already super curly.
Oh my gosh!
But if I blow it out,
you need one. Oh, I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, I don't have one shower cap.
Oh my God, this is so exciting! You're putting it over the Santa hat. You look like the lunch lady.
This is not staying on the hat. Laura, raw dogging. Oh, wait. Did you call me raw? Did you say raw dogging?
I just said raw dogging it. Raw dogging it in the shower. I always wear a shower cap in the shower. Always.
And I like the moisture sometimes.
So I don't ever.
That's because you blow out your hair.
Yeah.
Thank you for my shower cap.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, there's one more for me on the floor here for need.
Yes, you have two needs.
Okay. Not food and water.
Mean mixing bowls and whatever's in this.
Okay, so I'm holding a rectangle large package that feels like it's a weird shape, and one side is really flat and the other side is a shape.
Bulky. It was definitely weird to wrap.
Yeah, your cutting board was weird to wrap.
Yeah.
Not cutting board, charcuterie board.
Well, also the bowl was weird to wrap. Like that would have gone, that should have gone in a bag.
A lot of this stuff is weird to wrap. What is this? What okay. is this?
Okay.
So, over the door rack?
You know what? You
Where do I need this?
You need this on your closet door right here on the outside where you can hang up all here? Your fucking coats.
Do you think it will actually stay though? Because every time I have these, they don't actually fit on the door.
It should fit. And okay, if not, we'll you can put it on the bathroom door and put all your coats over there.
Huh.
Or upstairs.
I would need to be on a door I don't open much, which would be
that one. Yeah. So I figured I was going to get you one that drilled into the wall, but I know you wouldn't like that.
I would never drill it. Yeah.
I can drill it though.
But I don't want to drill it.
I can also now patch up holes.
You can do everything now.
I can. I am a man.
I am a rich man.
But so Christine has a chair that holds all of her coats.
No. Oh, I do.
You have probably.
But I do have a coat rack, but it just has too many purses and shit on it.
Yeah.
Now. It used to hold coats.
It definitely doesn't anymore.
I wonder if this would be more helpful upstairs on one of those doors. I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have about 5 of those in my home.
And they work?
Yeah, they have them on all my closets, and they hold all my things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give her a roll. Give yeah. It, take a whack at it.
Yeah. They're very Thank handy.
You. Thank you.
Ashley says, handy woman Natasha.
Shantae says they work for me, too. I guess I've just had bad luck. I've tried to use them at college a lot, and they never worked. All right. You ready?
Laura says, my wife and I are so chaotic. We make holes with abandon because I told her I'm never moving again. Okay, so I've had holes in my wall for ages because Alex and I drilled our lightsabers into the walls, and they finally got so annoying to me that I was like, I'm gonna learn how to patch up this wall. And I was like, Alex, can you figure out how to do this? And he's like, you just need to get this, then this. And I'm like, he's like, you can figure it out, just look online. And I did.
Just do what Hot Frosty does and watch TV.
I watched some YouTube videos. I got the putty. I filled it in. I sanded it. I had to get like the wall stuff that it looks like the wall texture spray. Oh, God. And then, what? Guys, I went to Home Depot and I matched the paint.
Wow. See, I could never.
That was a lot.
I hate matching paint.
And I had asked a lot of questions and I tried not to feel stupid. But I did it.
Nice. Well, mm-hmm. that's the brave way.
Thank you.
That's how you learn.
Yep.
Yeah. Good for you. Proud of you.
Okay. What's the next category?
Natasha the Carpenter. Okay. Something you want. Something you can wear.
Something you can wear.
Woo. To the top one first.
Oh, shit.
No.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I know what that is. Okay. Be careful with it. All right, something you can wear, Natasha.
This feels squishy on a board, and it's a long rectangle.
What could it be?
With a song or what? Oh, they're fuzzy hair clips. They just look like fur.
I just thought they were so funny, and if anyone could make them work in an outfit, it would be Natasha.
They're really cute.
They're so fuzzy. I don't remember what weird fucking hair clip stuff I got you last year, but I felt
you
like
got
I
me
did.
Butterfly clips.
Oh, butterfly clips. Oh, yeah, they were more normal than this.
Yeah.
These are very fuzzy. They're like poof balls.
I was going to get you hair clips, but you only like the black ones.
I use all hair clips, but
yeah,
I
use my hair clips all the time.
Though. You use them in outfits, and I use them like around the house as a crazy person.
Yeah, these are cute. I'll do my little half up, half down do with these.
Cute. Excited to see it. They look like the poofs that Britney Spears used to wear in the Hit Me Baby One More Time.
On oh yes,
things, except in hair clipped form. Very,
sorry, I didn't explain them well. They are fur covered big hair clips in a variety of pink colors.
Yeah, like the claw kind.
claw, claw clips.
The claw.
The claw. The funny thing is like these, well, let's see. Because of my extensions, I can't wear a lot of, like, but I can wear these up, half down.
Okay.
Yeah, but they don't hold all my hair.
Well, when do they ever? That kind of clip hold all hair?
It doesn't hold all my hair.
I know, but how could it ever hold all your hair?
When I have no extensions and I have less hair.
That clip can hold all of it, though?
Like, in a bun.
I've never been able to use that like that. But I use it, like, for the half up, half down.
Yeah. Oh, what is this to wear? Are there only two left?
Yeah.
Okay, then that one.
Okay, should you open one more? Your second wear.
Okay, this is my second wear.
Okay.
This is another weirdly shaped rectangle. What is this? Oh! It is a sparkly gold, like, clutch purse. Wait, I really like this.
Yay! I thought it might be really cool with one of your outfits.
Yeah, I don't have, like, a gold, like, little clutch. This is, like, good to wear, like, premieres and stuff.
Yeah, and it's like wild sparkles that are, like, coming out of it. Like, spiky sparkles.
And will hold my phone and other things.
Yeah, it's big enough to hold a phone, which is important.
Cute! Thank you.
You're welcome. I saw that right in the beginning, and like I was afraid I was gonna pass you, which is why I got Bellamy a blanket and covered up that gold blob.
No, I went to the other side of the store. This is like crazy gold.
Yeah, it's so sparkly, but it goes well with your outfit right now. If you were gonna go to a premiere, spices it into a fancy outfit. Spiced.
This would definitely catch people's attention. Cute. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I'm going to open up my wear. Here we go. It's squishy like clothes. Because wear? Ooh, is it a pajama?
Yeah.
Natasha, like, last night, she's like, do you have any Christmas pajamas anymore?
And so ooh, I bought her some.
We love a plaid, see, obviously.
I got these because they feel more like normal.
They're really soft.
They're Ralph Lauren.
Ooh.
They were the most expensive of the gifts.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
And I got them in a medium, but I figured there's a drawstring, so.
Yeah, I mean, medium pants are usually the way to go because the smalls are too short.
Yeah, they're more like the clothes you sleep in.
Yeah, like baggy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Very and nice, thank you.
I'm going to get you this like button-down set.
Soft.
Yeah.
Excited to wear them.
Take them home for Christmas.
Yeah, I'll wear them for Christmas. My Christmas pajama outfit. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right.
Last one is Reed.
Last two are Reed. You can do either one first. All right.
Looks like a mug.
Reed?
You didn't really hide it very well.
Well, I wasn't given anything. They didn't wrap it. They didn't do anything. They gave me a raw dog mug.
They were like, we're out of bags and paper.
But Reed was the hardest category for me at Home Goods.
Yeah.
Same.
No validation needed. Oh, it has a little.
So no validation needed is kind of the antithesis of our work. Cause like, we're like, give us validation, please. We need to know we're doing a good job. But like, that's the ambition is to, you aspire to reach a time where like, I don't need your validation. I'm good. And some days you have those days where like, fuck everything. I don't need your validation.
This is a Ray Dunn mug, if anyone knows. And it's got a little bow on it too.
Who's Ray Dunn?
They're all over. Like it's all this like
it's in like the hipster skinny
the
font.
Hipster font.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the lettering. Very cute.
I mean, thank you.
They had so much bow stuff there and I was like, I hope she gets me something with a bow on it.
Yeah, it has a bow on it, which is also why I wanted to get that one. Okay, you know what? They had so much mushroom stuff and I was like, I wish I was getting something for Danielle because I kept thinking about Danielle. I'm like, add it to her mushroom collection.
Funny thing is like, are we ever going to stop? When people have like something,
yeah,
like
you
Christine,
just get everything for them. Yeah.
It was like bananas.
Yeah, I have everything that ever is in banana.
Yeah, I got her a banana phone one time just out of for shits and giggles.
Yeah, and I have a banana. Someone made me a glass banana, which is actually one of my favorite things is on my bookshelf. Yeah. They did like a glass blowing thing.
I gave you a banana light one year.
I had banana like string lights. I had banana neon light from you. A banana everything. But like it worked. I liked it all. Mm-hmm. It was just when it started to like get repetitive, like I would get the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh no, what do I do with this now?
Yeah.
Because like it is really special because they were thinking of me. Mm-hmm. But like I wonder if Danielle's hit that point or if there's just so much mushroom stuff. Because mushrooms like much more popular than right banana now. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right.
What do we have? Oh, I have one more left for Reed.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. It's also like a clothing package feeling.
It's squishy.
It's squishy. What is this? Cotton-headed Ninny Muggins? Is this from Elf? Yeah. Is there hand towels that are Elf-themed that say cotton-headed Ninny Miggins?
Ninny Muggins.
Ninny Muggins. I haven't watched Elf enough to know that quote.
Wait, I thought you knew Elf.
No, remember I hated it, but then I watched it again, and I was like, oh, I could appreciate this now.
Oh, frick.
It's okay. I still can appreciate this now and use it for Christmas.
Well, also, the towels are really nice.
Yeah, I love towels because I use them literally for everything.
I had this other thing in my cart that was like the bubble letters.
What
did you see?
Oh
those?
My God. I was gonna get the free, but I was like, this is stupid. She's not gonna have anything to do with it.
Exactly. And yeah, I was like, I'm like, there's just gonna no be something space. That's gonna like take up space.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It was like creative.
That's the awesome. One I picked creative.
I picked that one up too and then put it back.
I
down.
Put it, it was in my cart almost oh my the whole God. Time.
But I was like, what can she read?
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, it was hard. But this is cute. Thank you. I'm going to be using them for Christmas.
Yes.
Did you see I put Christmas hand towels in your bathroom upstairs?
I did.
Dog ones for your hands and then other dog ones for... Oh, no. The other one wasn't dog. It was just Christmas.
For my face.
Yeah, for your face. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for all my presents. They're very cute. More. One more. It's always such a grab bag of random stuff, which I love.
I know. I was like, because we didn't do any intentional gifts. Mm-hmm. So it was like weird not getting her something.
But it's also like fine because we've gotten each other so many great gifts. Like this is the gift of fun.
Yes. Are these hand towels too?
Yes.
Wait, these are so pretty.
I know. I was really excited when
it
I found them.
It says Merry Christmas to you. And it's a like... Tiffany blue, no.
Green.
It's green.
Yeah.
Polka dot towel with a little
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
And it's so
and it's
sparkly.
Embroidered.
Yeah.
It's very pretty.
I know. I was looking for a good set of hand towels for you.
They're Rachel Zoe.
I didn't know who Rachel Zoe was, but I was like, she has a fancy logo, so hopefully she's known.
She's a stylist.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't know her.
She used to have a reality TV show.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Wow.
Wow. That was so fun. What was your favorite?
Hmm. What
do I have? Everyone, okay, ready? Pick up your favorite.
And I'll pick up my favorite.
Hold on.
Everyone can just see my whole thing. Favorite present of the day.
With Natasha and her bae. Hey.
Christe.
Both of them are sparkly.
Both of them are sparkly.
I picked up the purse.
You picked up that purse? Oh, we're telling the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I picked up the spark.
The sparkly.
The sparkly soap dispenser. Well, that was so fun. We're going to wrap things up with a Merry Kiss Cliff. You ready? All right, so we are doing Merry Kiss Cliff Christmas Song Edition, okay? All right, we're doing All I Want for Christmas Is You, a classic staple by Mariah Carey, Christmas Tree Farm by
Taylor
Swift, and Underneath the Christmas Tree by Kelly Clarkson. You don't know that one?
I mean, but there's other better Kelly Clarkson ones.
That's the big one.
Isn't it?
Am I singing it wrong?
I think so. What's it called?
I'm afraid. I don't remember. I didn't prepare for this. Let me get my phone. I'm afraid to open up Spotify because I think it's going to fucking freeze this. Okay, hold on. Let me just get it. I'll just pull up Spotify and get good ones. Kelly Clarkson Christmas. Hold on. Christmas song. Okay. It is.
Oh.
This is such a good song.
I love that song. Yeah.
This gives me Christmas so hard. Okay, and then we have Christmas tree farm, and all I want is for Christmas is you.
Is that the one with like the big opener for Taylor?
Do you want me to not do All I Want for Christmas is You because it's too much of a staple? It's too popular.
No, I've got opinions.
Well, do you want me to do one that's more new so we can compare like a good three new ones? Like Santa Tell Me, Ariana Grande.
I already know what I'm going to do. If you add any more.
Okay, so you want the
We can leave Ariana in there. So we've got Ariana Grande,
Taylor Swift, and Kelly Clarkson.
Okay, well, I'm going to cliff Ariana Grande.
Oh, I shouldn't. Never mind. We're going back to Mariah Carey. Make it harder.
I'm going to cliff Mariah Carey. I know, like, she's the queen of Christmas, but I do get annoyed with that song.
Oh my God, I love that song. No matter what, I start being like... And I think of Love Actually.
Yeah. I am going to...
Yeah, I'm throwing it off a cliff.
I'm going to marry the Kelly Clarkson song.
Okay.
And then I'm going to kiss Taylor's song.
Very nice, very nice. This is really hard for me. I don't know why I did this. I can't cliff All I Want for Christmas is You.
Really?
I can't do it.
Are you going to cliff Taylor?
No, I can't.
You going to cliff Kelly Clarkson?
No. Fuck. Well, am I cliffing the human or am I cliffing the song?
It's cliffing the song.
Okay, so the song just won't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It'll come out of existence. Oh, fuck me. Okay, fine. I'm going to cliff Christmas tree farm.
Okay.
I mean, and I'm going to kiss All I Want for Christmas is You, and I'm going to marry underneath the Christmas tree.
Okay.
I gasp. Know. I know. My God. I didn't see that coming. It hurt me, actually.
Well, like, I don't... Taylor's not a staple in the Christmas realm.
But this is a staple song. If you listen to it, like, it's got everything you want in a fun Christmas song. Like, it's one of the ones I've added to my staple rotation.
Yeah, same.
Because I don't have any of her other ones, like those other covers.
Yeah.
Fuck those covers.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Kelly Clarkson song is just so good.
Mm-hmm. So good.
It's so happy and peppy and mm-hmm. Well, they all are.
They all are. They're my three happiest, peppiest Christmas songs. Mm-hmm. And then Santa Tell Me's on there next.
By Ariana Grande?
Yeah, it's a good one.
I don't love that one.
It's grown on me. I didn't like it at first, but then Olivia kept playing it.
You love pop Christmas songs.
I do.
I could care less.
Okay, you know what about my favorite
Christmas?
Wait, can I just talk about my favorite Christmas songs? Are pop punk Christmas songs?
I hate those.
I love those so much. Yeah. Just hear those. Wait. Wow, I can't believe you don't like pop punk Christmas.
No, Christmas is like classic. It's like Frank Sinatra, it's the Carpenters, it's Barbara Streisand. That's Christmas.
Well,
to
Christmas
me.
Is everything, though. But, I mean, those are classics, but like.
No, absolutely not. That is not Christmas. That's the worst thing. That's so millennial.
It's Blink 182.
Oh, it's so millennial.
I won't be home for Christmas.
No.
And I also, you know, one of my favorite Christmas songs now is California Christmas Time from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I mean, I like this one.
This is so funny.
It's fun.
But like,
when I'm decorating the house, I want to listen to my classical Christmas music.
I
don't like it when I hear like Merry Christmas.
Who the fuck is that?
Fucking Justin Bieber sings it like that.
Listen to that. Mm-mm. But my favorite Christmas song of all time is the Christmas Can Can by Straight No Chaser, the acapella group. Have you heard it? I mean, I've played it. You probably heard it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I know you love that one. Lose your mind.
Spike the eggnog. Sit back and watch. Rudolph. Time Tim. There's even a Hanukkah part where it's like,
that song is very fun.
Yeah.
It's not fair if you're Jewish.
It's not fair if you're Jewish. Dreidel. It's so fun. It's the can-can, but like all the Christmas stuff.
Wait, if you're doing this, my favorite Christmas song.
We have to make sure not to put more than 30 seconds.
My favorite Christmas song is Jingle Bells by Barbra Streisand.
It's fun.
It's fun. It's a classic. Like, I've heard this one many times.
Wait,
growing up.
And then she gets crazy.
Oh my God. Siobhan says Carol of the Bells is such a bop, and I love the Pentatonics Carol of the Bells. I've listened to that so many times. Ew. What are you talking about? Acapella is great. They're an acapella group. What?
Did you watch that Christmas movie about the Pentatonics?
What?
There's a Christmas movie about the Pentatonics, and it's icky.
Why would I see a Christmas movie about Pentatonics? They're not actors. Mm-mm. They are a acapella group.
Well, is Carol of the Bells... by which person?
Dun, 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 dun,
well, yeah, no, it's epic. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's a great song.
Carol of the Bells is like a classic, so... all right. Well, this has been a journey through our favorite Christmas songs and also Merry Kiss Clip.
Do you know what my other favorite Christmas song is?
Yeah, Elvis Presley's Christmas album.
No.
It is. You always say that's your favorite Christmas album.
When have I said that?
You said that one and Frank Sinatra's Christmas album.
I didn't say Elvis Presley.
You said your mom always used to listen to Elvis Presley.
I said the Carpenters.
No, you said Elvis.
I've never said Elvis Presley.
Yes, you have.
I don't even have him on my Christmas playlist.
You have said it before.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. Mm-mm.
My other one is Maestro from The Holiday.
Oh, I love all. I was listening to The Holiday soundtrack the other morning before I wrote. I was like, I don't want any words, just The Holiday.
You've got lipstick on your teeth
again. Great.
All right, let's
wrap this up. Well, that is our show. We want to wish all of you out there a really beautiful holiday season, whether you're with family or friends or having a relaxing time by yourself. We hope that it's lovely, and we're so thankful for you being a part of our community. Thank you for being here.
Going into
our third season.
Yeah.
Wild. Well, we have one more episode in this season.
Yeah.
And it's going to be our top 24 moments of 2024, which is one of my favorite things that we do every year. Yeah. So that episode is going to be really fun. But our show is edited by... Oh, we have a new editor.
We do have a new editor.
Our show is edited by Vigard, Natasha Foles, Alex Foles, Christine Riccio, and Ricky McBrayer. Our socials are done by Chloe Laverson. She does a spectacular job, so make sure you're following us on Instagram at Those Forking Fangirls or on TikTok at Those Forking Fangirls. And of course, we're on YouTube at Those Forking Fangirls. And then our music is by Cole Jenkins with... vocals by Heather Traska. We post new episodes every single Friday, and we are off to go record this week's Fangirl Tea Time. So if you're a patron, that's coming up next. And if not, we'll see you next week. Thank you so much, everybody. We love you. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.